Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice and rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him and be joyous. This conversation that I had a couple days ago, man, I'm just kind of thinking about and dwelling on. I didn't grow up, and because of what we are taught and because of the word, I didn't grow up in condemnation. I didn't live in that state of where, you know, you're going to be judged and punished. Although you do go through that godly grief, that where you know you need to change morally, that godly grief that worketh a change in your moral position. But I think the level to which I felt that condemnation is not the level that most people are taught. You are freed from the law. And I'm going to go over that today because I just keep thinking about this and I wanted to reread it for myself. You're freed from the law and you're freed from that because Christ died in order that you can live righteously before God. If you go over to Romans, I'm going to start with this. If you go to Romans chapter 1, we'll start with 16. It says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel." I love this. I am not ashamed of the gospel. I am not ashamed of the word. I'm not ashamed with what's in the word. I'm not ashamed to call God, and to call my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Don't be ashamed of this gospel, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Verse 17, for in this gospel, is God's righteousness revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just or the upright shall live by faith. It does not say the upright shall live by works. It does not say the upright shall live by following the law. Christ died in order that we can be revealed. I'll show you what I'm talking about. If you go to Romans chapter 2, actually scratch that. We'll go to Romans chapter 3, verse 19. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them that are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and that all the world may be guilty before God or under God. We know that whatsoever the law saith, it saith to them who are under law, who are enslaved by law. Verse 20, therefore by the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified or set forth as righteous in his sight, for by law is the knowledge of sin. Your acts do not make you justified before God. So if you're walking around and you feel like God's not giving you something because of something you're doing, it's incorrect and inaccurate. You don't live in condemnation of your acts. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free, and be not entangled again with the weight or the yoke of the bondage or servitude to the law. You are freed from law. Verse 21, but now, right now, the righteousness or the uprightness of God without law or apart from the law is made visible, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness which is of God to them that believe, for there is no distinction or difference. When Christ died, he broke down the middle wall of partition between the Jews and the Gentile, that God is a God to everyone. Everyone has access to that Abrahamic promise. You've been given the promise. But it's not by acts. Verse 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Everyone sins. No one's going to stand forth before God uprightly if you're talking about works. The only person that did that was Christ Jesus. By one man, sin entered into the world, which was Adam. And by one man, Christ Jesus, it was free. We were freed. Verse 24, being justified or set forth as righteous freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. We are redeemed by the redemption that's in Christ Jesus by believing. The just and the upright shall live by faith, not by acts. It doesn't matter what you've been taught. The churches are not accurate in this. You got to know the word. You got to read the word, and you got to wrap your mind around the word. That's why when you start to condemn yourself, you got to put these verses in. By I am just because I believe, because I have faith. I am not just by my acts. It's contrary to what Christ died for. Verse 25, whom God hath set forth as the propitiation. That's the place. That's the sacrifice that God made. The sacrifice that Christ Jesus made, but ultimately it's God who decided Christ had to die for our sins in order that we can be righteous. The place of that is the blood of Christ Jesus. When he spilled that blood, when he died for us, when the blood was spilled for the sacrifice, that's what made you free. It's his acts. That's what makes it grace. That's why it's grace. It's grace that God gave us this position. It's not you. It's not your acts. It's not what you do day by day. It's not you standing above the rest because you're so perfect. That's not the way it goes. It's by believing. And for those of you that are condemning yourself, it's not accurate. You got to change your mind to what the word says. You can't live your life in nonsense. It's nonsense to believe that you're not getting something because you're doing something wrong. He sets the days side by side for what? That we find nothing past him. You don't think what you're going through has something to do with you starting to sit and focus on God and believe? Because if you believe the word, all things work together for good to those that love God, to those that are called according to his purpose. You've been summoned and you've been called. Therefore, anything in your life that you're doing that might be good or bad, all things work together for good. It's not contradictory. You got to change your believing. You got to change your mind. You got to change your heart. You are freed from the law. You are righteous in God's eyes. Every moment of your life, there's nothing you can do that can change that. That's what Christ died for. Wake up to this stuff. Believe what he's telling you. And on that note, pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, when you pray to God. Never to Jesus Christ. You pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Be freed, be righteous, be happy. Have a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, when the four corners, I want to hear it. I don't have the fear.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for the things that you do. I thank you that you are cleaning up my mind, man. It's ridiculous how fried my mind feels. I thank you for that. I thank you for the moments of my life, the people you put in, and I pray for each and every one of your believers today. You just take care of them, show them you love them, and I constantly ask that you just show me if there's something that is any accurate or anything that you just continually work with me on that as far as reading. And I thank you for the people that have worked the word prior to us to bring us, you know, to help us. And I'm just grateful for all that. I again just lift up your son and what he did for us, that we can live this way. And I'm just very, very grateful that it's by grace, Father, not by works. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.